USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump begins on Tuesday, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the proceedings are a waste of time and Congress should be focused more on the response to the pandemic.
How many people are going to get vaccinated because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to find a job because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to be helped to put their kids back in school because of this impeachment trial? None.
An investigation into the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant shows that the pilot was disoriented in cloudy conditions.
Safety issues include continued VFR flight into instrument weather conditions due to self-induced pressure and plan continuation bias.
National Transportation Safety Investigator Bill English. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
National Guard troops are expected to remain in Washington, D.C. through March 15th. Between 5 and 7,000 troops are staying in D.C. until mid-March, a significant reduction from the 26,000 that were deployed to help secure the inauguration. As far as the cost for those troops?
The estimate through March 15th is that the total cost of National Guard support will come to $483 million. $284 million of that is for personnel, and $199 million of that is for operations, and that gets us through March 15th.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. As far as any imminent threats in Washington, D.C., Richie McGinnis with the Daily Caller says,
I have not gotten any explanation, and I do understand that Mayor Muriel Bowser does not want the fence to remain permanent. But that remains to be seen whether or not this fence will stay up.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrat Senators John Tester of Montana and Joe Manchin of West Virginia had initially crossed party lines to vote for a Republican amendment to reverse President Biden's cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. The two later reversed course and voted with Democrats to kill the amendment. One person who is not happy with President Biden's move to derail the Keystone XL pipeline project is AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. He tells Axios on HBO,
well, I wish you hadn't done that on the first day, because the Laborers International was right. It did and will cost us jobs in the process. If I wish he had paired that more carefully with the thing that he did second by saying, here's where we're creating jobs. We can do mine reclamation. We can fix leaks and we can fix seeps and create hundreds of thousands of jobs in doing all of that stuff.
Do you think Biden realizes that that was a mistake, that announcement?
I think so, yes.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is in active conversation with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about the possibility of requiring a COVID-19 test before taking domestic flights. Buttigieg saying that decision would be guided by data, science, and by medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.